This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A pause in fighting agreement between the Hamas militant group and Israel has been confirmed by both parties and Washington and Qatar, which helped broker the deal that would bring the temporary halt to fighting and a release of some of the hostages. Here's VOA's Linda Gladstein in Jerusalem.
I think people are still nervous. You know, it hasn't happened yet. And they, you know, for families of hostages, you know, who's included, who's not included. This first group of 50 who will be released over 4 days includes 30 children, some of their mothers, and another 12 women.
Egyptian state media says the troop with the U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas will begin Thursday morning. Finland may shut further Russian border crossings, the foreign minister is saying. They believe Russia is orchestrating people to cross into Finland with invalid documents.
We have evidence that Russia is effectively bringing those people to the border and organizing transport as well.
She said the crossing the border from Russia to Finland is not a safe route to the EU. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Wednesday the alliance had concerns about rising tensions in the Western Balkans.
This region is strategically important to NATO, but there are reasons for concern. We see secessionist threats in Bosnia-Herzegovina, a fragile security situation in Kosovo, and stalled normalization between Belgrade and Pristina. On top of this, authoritarian states like Russia seeks to undermine our democracies with cyber and hybrid threats.
This is VOA News. North Korea said it successfully placed its first spy satellite into orbit late Tuesday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul that the North has vowed to launch several more in a short span of time.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is on a state visit to Britain. In response to the launch, Yoon approved the partial suspension of an inter-Korean military agreement. The 2018 agreement was signed during a period of rare diplomacy between the two Koreas. That diplomacy was short-lived. North Korea soon resumed its military provocations, including major weapons tests. More launches are on the way, and from the South Korean side. Later this month, South Korea plans to launch its first domestically built spy satellite using a SpaceX rocket. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Catalan authorities on Monday announced the start of a pre-emergency phase due to what they consider to be the worst drought in the last 100 years. Experts in the northern region said it could be considered the worst in terms of duration, extent, and intensity. Some of the reservoirs are at 18% of their maximum capacity. With the 28th UN Climate Conference coming up, carbon capture will be one of the topics on the table. We get now from Reuters correspondent Diane To a report on how that works.
The most common form of carbon capture collects the gas from a point source, such as a power plant. The CO2 can then be moved to permanent underground storage. Or more commonly, it's used for another industrial purpose first. Currently, most of the CO2 captured this way is injected into oil wells to free trapped oil. Drillers say this enhanced oil recovery method can make petroleum more climate friendly.
Reuters correspondent Diane To says as countries gather for the 28th United Nations Climate Change Conference, they will look to hammer out ways to cut carbon emissions. Rescuers hope to drill through the last third of the debris blocking a collapsed tunnel in the Indian Himalayas by early Thursday to reach 41 workers who've been trapped for 10 days. In the crazy drama at OpenAI, it looks like Sam Altman is coming back after being fired on Friday and then hired by Microsoft on Tuesday. According to OpenAI and an email that they put out, a press release, they said they have made arrangements to bring Altman back and change the makeup of the board. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.